Dr. Pinsky dictating the mail I am in, Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Cologne, C-O-L-O-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Cologne as described in my report of 5-10-23. For that pertain to injuries he allegedly sustained at work on 3-31-22. But he's now a 58-year-old male who reports he was injured again at work on 10-18-22. He was in a seated position and reached suddenly for the door. The Palmer side hit the deadbolt on the lead-lined door. He was simply trying to hold the door open when this occurred. He believes he injured his right wrist but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation and treatment, including an injection for flexor corpi radialis. He did not undergo any surgery and has completed a course of active treatment. Paired new paragraph. Per the record supplied, Mr. Cologne underwent x-rays of the right wrist on 10-25-22, as well as radius and ulna to be inserted here. He was seen on 10-26-22 by Dr. Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. She elicited a history that he sustained a small abrasion at the right palmar surface that was already in advanced stage of healing. This was actually a follow-up visit. He was diagnosed with sprain to the right wrist as well as striking against other objects. He was placed in a wrist brace and placed on activity modifications. He followed up here and remained symptomatic. MRI of the right wrist was done on 11-15-22 to be inserted here. New paragraph on 11-17-22. He was seen by hand specialist Dr. Vasen, V-A-S-E-N. He noted the door was opening and he reached for it and extended his wrist on 10-25-22. He reviewed the petitioner's course of treatment and diagnostic testing to date. History was remarkable for hernia repair as well as left shoulder arthroscopy. Dr. Vasen diagnosed a tear of the right triangular fibrocartilage complex. Based upon his review, it was difficult to tell whether this was acute or chronic. There was increased fluid in the distal radial ulnar joint and what appears to be a TFCC tear. He recommended a course of physical therapy and possible cortisone injection, depending on his response. He did participate in occupational therapy on the dates described. Dr. Vasen administered a corticosteroid injection to the wrist on 12-29-22. New paragraph on 123-23, Mr. Cologne was seen by hand specialist Dr. Press, P-R-E-S-S. He wrote the pain level at rest was 0/10, but with use was 6/10. The MRI was reviewed, revealing a TFCC peripheral tear at the ulnar side load attachment, common tenosynovitis, common tenosynovitis of the ECU, and contusion of the capitate. He is at working light duty. He was diagnosed with diagnosed with traumatic rupture of a ligament of the right wrist, as well as synovitis and tenosynovitis of the right hand. Corticosteroid injection was administered. Period. On 2/8/23, Mr. Cologne participated in a functional capacity evaluation. Period. This noted he demonstrated consistent effort throughout 100% of this test. Period. He was deemed capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. Physical exam. He was seen again by Dr. Taylor on 2/14/23. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. He complained that palpation of the right fifth metatarsal elicited numbness and tingling. Brady can feel soft touch, but could not feel pinprick sensation testing there. Period. Rest of that section is normal, hands versus elbows. He had a positive grind maneuver on the right fifth digit, thumb and not the thumb. Period. He was wearing two kinds of braces on his wrist. Period. And then Finkelstein's maneuver elicited tenderness overlying the ulnar aspect of the wrist, as opposed to the radial, which is designed to stress. Period. The wrist, that is normal. We can include the circumferences and jammer hand dynamometry. Impressions. On 10/18/22, Jeffrey Cologne was holding a door open and experienced symptoms in the right hand and wrist. Brady stated he jammed the hand into the deadbolt. Period. He underwent x-rays of an ultrasound of the wrist on 10/25/22. Brady followed up with Dr. Taylor on 10/26/22. Brady had him wear a brace and activity modifications. Period. Interestingly, he completed his intake forms regarding the accident on 10/18/22. The forms do confirm petitioner had a prior injury to the right middle finger. Period. X-rays of the right wrist showed a small medial and ventral avulsion. Period. He then was seen by head specialist Dr. Vason and had an MRI to be inserted. Period. Corticosteroid injection was administered. Period. He was also seen by Dr. Press on 1/23/23, who administered another such injection. Period. An FCE was done on 2/8/23 and found Mr. Cologne capable of working in the medium physical demand category, which comported with his job requirements. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found there to be full range of motion of the right hand, wrist, and fingers without crepitus. Period. Palpation at the right fifth metatarsal and small finger elicited complaints of numbness and tingling. Period. Tenell's maneuver was negative over this site. Period. He had full range of motion of the hands, wrist, fingers, and elbows. Period. Minor muscle testing was good. Scratch that. Grip strength testing was good both manually and by hand dynamometry. Period. The latter actually demonstrated some limitation of effort due to its flat line distribution. But he also had an unusual response to Finkelstein's maneuver on the right, which elicited tenderness and the honor aspect. Paired new paragraph, there is no more than 2.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand, period. He remains highly functional as seen in his ability to return to his former folded capacity with the insured, period. And that is the end.